Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We bless your name, Jesus. You know, God called Moses, thank you. God called Moses. He saw the burning bush. He dropped his wood, his rod. He turned to snake. He picked it by the tail. And you know, nobody picks a snake by the tail. He took it by the tail. And he turned back to the rod. He put his hand in the pocket. He removed it. It became snow. He put it back. He went to Egypt. He performed 10 glorious miracles. At the Red Sea, he parted the Red Sea. There was sour water. Is it at the waters of Meribah? He put something in the water. Everything. He brought water from the rock. He brought manna from heaven. Then he came one day and said, if you are not going to go with us, if your presence will not go with us, I am not ready to leave. Miracles cannot be compared with his presence. His presence is one of the greatest things you can desire in life. After all these things, if you were able to achieve one, your fame will spread everywhere. After all these things, what did he ask for? Presence. And God was with Joseph, and he prospered. You need the presence of God. Don't take his presence for granted. You know, some of you don't know how to operate in his presence. So sometimes when you come to church, we give opportunity for you to enjoy his presence. But at that time also, people don't know what to do. When the presence of God comes down, we don't raise prayer point though. What will I tell you to do? I will not tell you, oh, Yana, begin to pray. Oh, Yana, begin to do what? What you are praying for is here already. You begin to pick it. If you are waiting for somebody to now tell you, now the presence of God is here, begin to ask anything. It is late. You catch the presence. You pick what you want out of it. Be people of the spirit. Ma, the best gift, birthday gift, or whatever. I think birthday is the most important thing that people celebrate when they start growing. The best birthday gift, annual gift that can be given to you, is the presence of God. Why? Everything you need in life is found in His presence. Are we in church? Whatever you have always desired has never been delivered to you. Whatever no member of your family has ever achieved. Whatever you have prayed about and fasted about, and it has not come to pass. In this glory, in this presence, may they be delivered into your hands. May your experiences be new. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Supernatural increase. God wants to give us multidimensional increase. God wants to increase us in various areas of our lives. 3 weeks ago, I took 4 of those areas. The first service today, I think I took another 3 of those areas. Because of our time, I will not go back to build up from there. I will just move directly into areas of our lives that God wants to give us increase. But for purpose of continuation, I spoke about increase in our spiritual life, increase in wisdom, increase in favor, increase in wealth, increase in the church, increase in numbers, increase in blessings. And that's where we stop at the first service today. And I know messages are sent to you so you can listen to them and gain what God wants to do for you. Isaiah 9:7. God wants to increase us in authority. God wants to increase us in influence.
Increase in authority. Increase in influence. There was a widow that Elisha stayed with. And when there was famine, before there was famine, when Elisha was staying with her, after she has done everything,
Elisha came and sent Gehazi to her. What do you want us to do for you? Do you want us to talk to the king on your behalf? Elisha has risen to a level where he has influence with the king,
where he can speak on your behalf with the king. A man grows in influence. No matter the level of your life, if you have no influence, you can still suffer.
Have you imagined before? Some of you were thinking, if I have 100 million naira, is it form that will go and buy? These people must be stupid, though. They are not stupid. If you have money, you lack influence. You lack power. You are a nobody. Influence is higher than money. Because a man with influence will always have money. Listen to me. When a man with influence does a birthday party, he gets more money. He doesn't spend. He will spend nothing. He will still make more money. When a man that is poor does birthday, 3 years after, he's still paying. You need influence.
I've always said, I've come. If I come to church today, and I say, my shoe, miss my shoe, sir, I don't tire me. I know by next Sunday, I should have nothing less than 10 shoes. Draw a line. Some people are quiet because they know that if Jesus come, one naira, shishi, they don't go give pastor.
Shishi. Shishi. Your recharge card I never chopped before. Shishi.
The pastor, if you say pastor, need shoe. Then why they talk the thing? Pastor, shishi, no shoe. We're not going to give you.
But I hope you understand what I'm saying. That is what influence does. And that is why the Lord wants you to increase in influence and in authority.
See, there's a level at a place of what they call the C-suit.
Is it C-suit you call it? C-suit. You know what they call C-suit? CEO, COO, CFO, CIO, CTO. They call it the C-suit. If you are working and you have never reached that life, that place, you don't have influence. You are not in C yet. You don't have influence. Okay, civil servant. If there is no D, whether A, D, to go to P, you never arrive. If you like, be chief, you never arrive. Yes, we are getting there. We are getting there. Do you understand? That's why I'm always excited. It's a young church. In 5 years, it will blow your mind where we will be. But we need to know that God wants to take us to a place of influence. You must be in a place when, if they are looking for, what do you supply? You are supplying something. They tell you that the 25%, 30% of the market is controlled by Mrs. Johnson. All over the country. That is when we know that you have influence. Listen to me. God wants you to grow in influence and in authority.
I've been in a church before where no matter how we meet in a meeting and we take decision, if some people are not there, forget the decision. When they come back, they just come back. They will not tell us anything. They will not call another meeting. The decision will change. And you can do nothing about it. Do you have influence? You see, at that time, when I was, what was my grade in the bank at that time? That is the time I will now look up to somebody that is a senator and say, no, we took the decision. Senator, you can't change it. You cannot change what? Say, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. We did we should have consulted you before we took this. We didn't know. You know you are wiser than us. It is influence. Money without influence is nothing. That's why when people have money, they look for influence. But God is saying for you, I want to give you influence. I want to increase your influence. And I want to make you influential. Lift your two hands up and say, Lord, behold my hands. Say, your son is here. I will not mess up. But arise and give me influence. Increase my influence. Oh, Lord, arise. Oh, Lord, arise. Oh, Lord, arise. Arise and increase my influence. Oh, Lord, arise. And increase my influence. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Genesis 49, 22, 23, 26. No, Genesis 41, 39. Genesis 41, 39. Influence. Influence. You know what people run after? You just call Abiodun Aribika and say, don't worry, he pick his phone. Hello? Is that Joe Biden? My level don't pass Nigeria now. Is that Joe Biden? There are some bandits that are causing problem here. Can you send Navy SEAL to come and carry me out of this country? Influence. When you have no influence, your money becomes useless. It's people that don't know that run after money. People that know, they run after influence. And money follows. Wherever there is influence, money follows it. Listen, a man that has influence, people pay for his needs. Ah, don't worry, sir. It's not that they like him. It's that he has influence. Don't worry, sir. You will be wondering, why are they, the man is rich enough, why are they keeping him for influence?
When he says something, everything moves for them.
May you increase in influence. Ah, your amen looks like a poor person's amen. If I say may money come now, this place will be shaky. May the Lord help you. Verse 39. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has shown you all this, there is none so discerning and wise as you are. You shall, look at influence. Let's start. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall order themselves as you command. So if I have influence and I need money, I say, give me 1 million. They open the thing and bring 1 million. Because all my people shall order themselves as you command. Only as regarding to the throne will I be greater than you. Influence. See, and Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. He never mentioned money. He never gave him money. He gave him influence. And he had everything. I see the Lord increasing your influence. In the name of Jesus, lift your right hand up. Say, Lord, I'm available for your influence. I am available. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The problem is that God doesn't trust many of us. Oh, Lord, if you give me this job, if you give me, hey, kata, 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 hey, and God say, hey, your hey, kata, kata, is too much. Okay, get this job. Wednesday, we will not see you again. We'll call you. You will not pick for. I am busy. Minimity. There's a senator from one place near this place. The members are in this church. When he was serving, he was doing, when they called, he said, minimity. So when it came to the time of election, they also told him, go to your meeting, go to minimity. So they replaced him. Why? He was minimity. There are many minimity people. Minimity is, I have meeting. I am imitating. Many of you, God can't trust you because if God blesses you, now minimity, you will not pick pastors food. You are even nothing now. We call you don't pick pastors food. You are nothing now. Pastor, see me. See 3 weeks. You will tell somebody, let's see. The person will see. He will not come that day. You will come, he will wait. He will not come. He will see, you will just come. Pass. Go. I will do it for you. On your wedding day, I will come 3 hours late. 3 hours late. I no go marry for this job before pastor do that to me. That is why you don't have influence. The little things God gave you is a test. Test! That he wants to give you influence beyond everyone, anywhere. Have you not wondered why some politicians, when they die, people are crying everywhere? Their houses are open. You can enter and eat, even though it's your money you are eating indirectly. Should be, you know. Nobody they spend their money on. Big Daddy will always say, oh, whoa, low, whoa, do, no. The meaning is that money that does not belong to you is easy to spend it. So the one we belong to, so all those who give you money, now our money. But please, let's come back home. The Lord wants to increase you, influential. God wants to make you influential. The Lord wants you, your name to be on newspaper. 20 influential people in Nigeria, 2023. And then they now say, for the past 15 years, his name has been part of the top 10. For the past 15 years, that is what God wants to make you. Then you will disrespect God. If he makes you that, that's why he's not giving you. It does not take God anything to give you influence. It does not take God anything to make people blow in the choir. But we have to beg them for them to come and sing. If they are traveling all over the country now. Sister, please, can you make yourself available on Sunday for us? Say, Pastor, I will check my diary. It don't be, Say, Benny Praise, you did not mean they tell. Amaya. Now the Amaya way you know before, this Amaya don't change you. Let the Lord be able to trust you. And he can give you anything. Influence is great. Influence is strong. Influence makes a difference for the kingdom. God wants to give you influence. Please, are you here? He wants to increase your influence. Let's take one more. Do you know that God wants to increase your anointing? I don't know that if you know that one of the secrets of the life of David was that he was the only king anointed 3 times. Ezekiel 47, let's take 1-5 and see the levels of the anointing. Maybe I'll come and preach that in the future, but let's just look at it. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and behold, water was issuing from below the threshold of the temple towards the east. The water was flowing down from below the south end of the threshold of the temple. Where? South of the altar. So this is the altar, south of water. Water was flowing. And from every altar, a water flows. You may not see it. It's an anointing. It's a flow that flows. Where if you dip yourself into it, you are changed. Many people come to church, they don't dip themselves in the water. They are dry. But the water always flows from every altar. It always flows. And he brought me out by the way of the north gate and led me around on the outside gate that faces towards the east. And behold, the water was trickling. Look at the beginning. The water was trickling out on the south side. It was trickling, going on eastward with a measuring line in his hand. The man measured a cubit and then led me through the water, and it was what? Ankle deep. There's an anointing that is ankle deep. And he answered and he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, and it was what? It was knee deep. There's an anointing that is knee deep. You can't swim in it.
He took me again. He measured 1,000.
And he led me through the water. And it was waist deep. Look at it. They started from somewhere. But the more they were going and they were motioning, it was moving. Is your grace increasing? Is your anointing increasing? Is the flow of God upon your life increasing? All what we hear from you is that, hey, I remember in those days when I was in Kapo. I remember, Pastor, can you remember how we started it? Yes, we remember. But where are you? Are you still ankle deep? Are you knee deep? Are you waist deep?
And again, he measured 1,000 and river
that I could not pass through, for the water had risen. It was deep enough to swim in. A river that could not be passed through. When people can swim into it, you are anointed. People pray and say, oh Lord, in the you that have done it for this pastor, the grace upon this pastor.
People are now flowing in the anointing and the grace flowing through you. But for a long time, you are ankle deep. They pray, they beg you, they call you 100 times before you make yourself available.
And you are somewhere. Oh Lord, my career, miracles where? If small place where they gave you, what are you doing there? The Lord wants you to increase in the anointing. Are we still in church?
John, look at this. John 20:22. And when
he has said this,
he did what? He breathed on them. And he said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. 1. Acts chapter 2. 1-4. So while he was alive, he breathed on them.
Received the Holy Spirit, a residual in them as a confirmation that they are his. They are born again. They had the Holy Spirit within them. So everybody that gives their life to Christ have the Holy Spirit within them. But it might be ankle deep.
When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound.
The first one. But this one, when it was coming, what happened? It came with 3 dimensions. There was sound, there was wind, there was fire.
The first one
was a breath.
But this one, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty wind. And it filled the whole entire house where they were sitting.
The first one, it was a breath. It didn't fill everywhere. This one filled the whole house. And divided tongue as of fire appeared to them and rested on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Are you seeing, church? Another level. He wants us to increase in the anointing. Acts chapter 4.
Let's look at another level there. Acts chapter 4. Verse 31. Acts 4, 31. And when they had prayed, look at it. The first time, he breathed on them calmly. The second time, there was sound, there was wind, there was fire. Everyone was filled.
But there was no shaking. The third time, and when they had prayed, can we all read together? And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaking together.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God.
There are many people that can speak in tongues, but they are very fearful. They have never arrived anywhere. Their tongue is shuro. Shuro, in the name of Jesus. Shuro. 15 years. Shuro. The people that speak in tongues, I speak in tongues. Oh yeah, let's go. Shuro. 15 years of shuro. No wonder cat is harassing them every night. Shuro. Send cat away. There's a way you pray the shiro, even if shiro. No, shiro.
you don't understand the anointing. You have the Holy Spirit, you speak in tongues, you are taking it lightly, as if you are normal. If you speak in tongues, you are not normal. Let the environment feel your impact. The Lord wants you to increase in the anointing. I can't remember the number of times my tongue has changed. Even while you are short member, you know. You know my tongue changes every time. Every time I'm at the same level. Kakarika, kakarika, kakarika. 22 years of kakarika. No improvement, nothing. He only prays in tongue in church. Some speaking, some, when speaking in tongue, they have turned into murmuring in tongue. Some, even they themselves, they don't know the sound of your tongue. How can that kind of tongue shake a place? There must be an increase in the anointing. Do we understand this? I've shown you the disciples, one level to another. I've shown you the temple, one level to another. Let me show you David, and we move, and we close. David, 1 Samuel 16:13. You need to increase in the anointing. You need to increase in the anointing. Kosagarato dabiti Jesu. Kosagarato dabiti Papa. Kosagarato dabiti Jesu. Hadarao. Adorao, adorato da. Every evil thing that follow you to church, let them bow and be buried. In the name of Jesus, everything causing you pain, let them dry up. Let them dry up. Let them dry up. Let them dry up. Whatever is making you to cry, let them expire today. In the name of Jesus. He says the yoke shall be broken by the reason of your. How can you be anointed and be carrying the yoke? Every yoke that followed you here, let them be broken by thunder. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. David, 1 Samuel 16:13. Then Samuel took the horn of the oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord did what? Rose upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Listen, some of you, your anointing has not gone beyond your family. Your anointing, everything about your anointing, it has not gone beyond your family. 6 people. Extended family, 26 people. It is anointing. He still went back to the bush. You need to move from a level where you are. Do you understand? We are praying this kind of. You feel the Spirit moving. Some people that you God is even already saying you pray in tongues, but you are dead. Tradition and religion has put you in trouble. Can't even open your mouth. Even when you are praying in tongues, I say I don't want anybody. Don't want anybody to know that I pray in tongues. I don't want to be true. Nobody should know I pray in tongues. Nobody should know. Nobody should know. You are in one corner. Now your suffering is continuing. Everybody has left you. They have moved beyond. You are still there. Why? Your anointing is David's first anointing. Only in his family. So your business has not gone beyond people you know. It's only people that know you on WhatsApp that are calling you. Ah, no, I refuse that for you if you are a member of this church. That your business, only people that you know on WhatsApp are patronizing you. The people you saw through last time, can't they connect you with somebody? Why? Your anointing is limited to your family and your friends. Tell somebody, move forward, move ahead. You tell the person angrily, me, I'm already angry in the spirit. Tell the person, say, what are you still doing there? Say, move forward. Listen to me. May the Lord deliver you from I have arrived tendency. Local champion. The second anointing, forgive me. 2 Samuel 2:4.
Time fast, man. 2 Samuel 2:4. Look at this. The second one. Let's read together. And the men of Judah came. And there they anointed David king over the house of. And when they had told David, it was the men of Jabesh Gilead who buried Saul. The first time he was anointed in front of his brethren. The second time, what happened? His tribesmen, people from his state, they all came and anointed him. Some people, their business na FCT base. If I know be FCT, you see. Have you not been surprised? You wanted to recruit a driver. They brought the driver for interview. Where do you know in Abuja? I don't know any place apart from Dusi and Kuba. And you want to be a driver in Abuja? Don't know anybody. But as they show me, I go learn the way. You think I don't want to sleep in the car while you are driving? I should be showing you the way. Should be showing you are looking for a driver job all your life in Dusi. What kind of people are these? And we thought we would take you to America. You are not leaving Dusi. Let the force of the anointing push you forward, move you forward, 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 in the name of Jesus. Go and learn how to drive. There are some jobs they will ask you, can you drive? Because you can't drive, you cannot get the job. Can you swim? Because you can't swim, you cannot. Some people want very mighty job. They don't know what is required. Where do you want to work? Oil company. Which oil company? Shell. When was Shell started? You don't know. Which countries own Shell? You don't know. Who is the MD of Shell? You don't know. But you want to work in Shell. There's something wrong with you. What question do you think they will ask you at the interview? What? All what you are doing is, which one is that? Is Bugana Abi? Buga. For 3 days now, everywhere I go to, I want to say, I say Buga, Buga. What kind of thing is this? They know Kiss Daniel. They don't know the Daniel that conquered the lion. Say, therefore, they are useless everywhere. I'm tired. Sometimes I just get tired. Pastor, sorry, sir. I wish you know my desire for you. That you like it or not, we will push you there. Whether it's dragging, whether it's slapping, whether it's forcing, whether it's moving, we will get you there. Do you understand? Some of us have enjoyed our life. We want to hand over to you. You need to do something. Stop those parochial mentality. My time is fast spent. Let me take the last one and leave this place. Second Samuel 5:7. Second Samuel 5:7. So we have shown you from the altar levels of anointing from the altar. Ankle, knee, waist, up. We've shown you from the Holy Spirit and the disciples. He breathed on them. The Holy Spirit came as wind, as sound, and as fire. And then he came later. Everywhere shook. Why? They were increasing the anointing. We are showing you from David. Anointing, family-wide. Anointing, Judah. And then, anointing, the last one, 2 Samuel. Where is it? 5:3, not 5:7. 5:3. Uh-huh. Can we all read together? Let's go. Can I say all? And all the elders of Israel came to the king. Listen, he was king already, but he was only king over Judah. You are king already, but your territory is limited. You need another level. So all the elders of Israel, let's go, came to the king at Hebron. The king David made covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord. And they did what? And they anointed him king. over Israel, from family to tribe to the whole nation. And later I will show you his exploits all over globally. See, today, if we ask for people that are called David in this house today, I'm sure we will not get less than 10 here. Is David Yoruba? Is he evil? Why are you calling your children after his name? Why? Global impact by reason of the anointing. Anointing that ends with speaking in tongues is small. The anointing that ends with you falling in church and wounding yourself is small. The anointing is meant for you to make impact wherever you walk. Global anointing. So the Lord wants to increase, you to increase globally in the anointing. Therefore, we pray for everyone here by the grace of the Lord. Jabalibo jidala bagaria gadadadada. Ele jilama zidaga. Ayele bo rialaba. Ijebele bo riagada. Ejeje lebo jilaba. E yalama ejetele bo koria. Yalaba hededededede. Let the anointing increase in your life. Let the anointing do exploits in your life. Let the anointing bring a change in your life. Let the anointing make you a global citizen. In the name of Jesus. Let the anointing break every yoke in your family. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up and say, oh Lord, by your anointing, let there be a transformation in every area of my life. Lift your hand to Him. Can we pray in tongues? Sister, open your mouth. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Let it flow from your belly. Let there be increase, increase. Increase because of the anointing. Increase in the anointing. Increase in the anointing. Increase in the anointing. Increase in the anointing. Rabakaria. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. My wife and I went shopping sometime, somewhere in December. Just went to get some few shirts for me. And then we're there, while we're talking, picking the shirt, the man picked a shirt and gave it to me and said, this one, it is good. It will be good for you when you are preaching on Sunday. And then my wife looked at it. Who told you he's a pastor? This one will be good. When you wear this and you are preaching on Sunday, you said, go, no. You go feel cool while you are preaching. Who tell you he's a pastor? The anointing can be felt. It can be seen. It can. It can. It can. Let's move beyond this usury level of the anointing. Lift your right hand up. Say, I increase in the grace and the anointing of the Lord. Can you pray? Mi jidi ni bi jida gadama. Yani moku riana dadaba gada. Ye ye ne moku keriaga. Ye ke te te re moku riagada. I increase in the grace and the anointing of the Lord. Ebe te 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 te. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. The Lord that anointed David at different levels of his life, may he remember you and anoint you for greatness in different levels of your life. In the name of Jesus. The anointing you need for this level, the anointing you need for now, let it be released over your life. What about your destiny? In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen, can I tell you this before I sit down? Anointing are for special people ready to be used of God. Whatever is special to God, God anoints. Whatever is common, God does not anoint. Even plates, even chairs were anointed. Even tables were anointed. But there are some human beings that are not anointed because in the sight of God, tables are even better than them.
I know nobody like us is in church. Make yourself available for the anointing of the Lord. You don't need somebody to lay hands on you. When the Lord wants to anoint you, he will come midnight, come upon you with all power. Do you understand? I ask that the Lord will visit you and anoint you mightily for everything he has prepared you for. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Can you stretch forth your hand for the blessings? May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord increase you. May the Lord make you bigger than you are now. May the anointing upon the Lord of the Lord be upon you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May his face shine upon you. May he make everything easy for you. May your victories be cheap. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.